540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. The FBI is investigating potentially deadly attacks on elections offices in five states involving some letters laced with fentanyl. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Some people like to call fentanyl a drug, but it's actually poison. It'll kill you. It'll kill you very quickly, very easily, and it's very dangerous.
His staff is now on high alert. Apparently, there's another letter headed to Fulton County, but hasn't arrived yet. Possible progress in the Middle East today, where Israel agreed to humanitarian pauses in its fight against Hamas. CBS's Skylar Henry.
After a month of Israeli airstrikes, a UN agency called Gaza's humanitarian needs colossal. Aid to the Strip has increased, but with hospitals damaged and the area desperately short on supplies, Italy is sending a hospital ship to be stationed off the coast to treat injured Palestinians.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin made a big announcement today on social media.
I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to United States Senate.
Matthew Green's a political professor at Catholic University.
It's a big deal because it will probably cost Democrats control of the Senate.
Analysts speculate Manchin could end up running for president as a third-party candidate. Former NASA astronaut Frank Borman has died at 95. He commanded the Apollo mission that first circled the moon back in 1968. And he talked about it 30 years later at the National Air and Space Museum.
You've all been in airliners and been in fighters. When you look back, you can see the airfield getting smaller, the buildings getting smaller. This time, the whole damn Earth was getting smaller. It was a remarkable feeling.
The historic flight was a prep mission for the first moon landing. Robert De Niro's production company, Canal Productions, has been found liable of gender discrimination and retaliation. It's been ordered to pay his former assistant $1.2 million in damages. She tried dragging De Niro into the case, calling him a boss from hell, but the actor wasn't found liable, just his company. It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
In the town of Vestal, chainsaws descended on a tree on Murray Hill Road, cutting down a 12-ton Norway spruce that will take center stage at Rockefeller Center as this year's Christmas tree. Homeowner Jackie McGinley is thrilled her tree will help make memories.
It's a complete surprise, but probably the best surprise of our lives.
A tree lighting ceremony is set in New York City for November 29th, and that tree will stay up through mid-January. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win, 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at a Pistons player, ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building when you're down your best player in that type of moment where, you know, it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs. It was their ball. They had momentum. They was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing. And we know in this league, leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows level off around 30. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 41. Tomorrow night, lows around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw.
Sounds good. Okay, going live.
The big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM, WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw, and on 13 stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin on your Civic Media radio stations. We are in the rut. What does that mean, Danielle?
Oh, it means that I still have not gotten my deer.
Does it mean that you do understand that you have to sit in the woods to
I have been sitting all weekend, but I have to work this darn job from 5 until about 5.
Why do you think, you know, I've been scouting real hard lately. The Fowl Life's coming into town next week, and we're going to be shooting episodes for the show. We're working with Travel Wisconsin right now, and we are also trying to get on the line to call in. Anya, I want to warn you ahead of time. Chad Belding is supposed to call in at 7:15.
That'd be exciting.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I don't know if he actually will. However, he could and should call in. I've been working with him on it all day. He's meeting with Sig Sauer in Texas right now. And I said, he said, I'm having this meeting. I said, well, throw a little flex into the mix. Say, excuse me, gentlemen, ma'am, ladies, folks who are here. I'm going to have to step out and be on a statewide radio show.
Yeah, local radio show. Support your local radio,
produced
too.
By Anastasia Esther, by the way, who does an awesome job. And thank you very much for all. I feel like people don't thank the producers enough for all the work they do behind the scenes.
Yeah, me too.
I really do.
Thank you, Anastasia.
You're all very welcome.
Bandit says thank you, too.
I really do think. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that we would like to also continue Anastasia's birthday month.
Oh.
She had her birthday last week.
It's so nice when men remember that we have a birthday month.
It's a birthday month.
I'm
all about celebrating it. Say hey to our 5 loyal listeners from Oconomowoc, the Kennedy clan.
Those are our 5, but we have more. People say they listen to us on a regular basis.
I'm telling you, Mark Kakich, who's in studio, he said he wants me to introduce him now as from the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. Not to always say he's past state duck calling champion, but he is the past state duck calling champion, and he blows a jargon call, and he loves it. And it's great to have him with us because we're going to talk a little bit about Travel Wisconsin, probably even before the first break and then after, like I said, depending on whether Chad calls in or not. And just when you think that Danielle doesn't get out in the woods enough because of her job, you do understand that people take off to hunt during the rut, right?
Okay, well, I'm ready for this conversation. So I am
an
apprentice.
I'm not your boss. Don't yell at me.
I am an apprentice, right? So I need my hours in order to get my bump and pay to be a journeyman. Awesomeness. But I only have 162 hours to go.
Oh,
so
that's
next
very
year,
good.
I already told my boss and my boss's boss and the president, I'm taking off for a week and a half during the rut because I'm a journeyman and I don't need my hours.
So you're not doing that this year?
No, because I need my hours. I need to be a journeyman. Okay. Need to be a journeyman before the end of the year.
I can understand that. I can understand.
That's a $6 an hour raise.
That sounds good. I wish I could get a $6 an hour raise. I think I make about 30 cents an hour. So we have a unique opportunity today. We have the actual person whose land you've encroached on and become a hunter.
So
Ethan Hansen is joining us.
This is proof that I do go out hunting.
You're out in your, you have permission on this, you know, smallish property, but a decent whitetail property.
Correct.
They moved through there. And now all of a sudden you start seeing somebody on your game cameras. Who is it?
Oh, reverse. I saw him on the my game cameras because I didn't know who was doing it, who was building a new stand out there. And I was like, oh, this is all fresh. It smells like I'm walking through Home Depot. And I called the landowner. I'm like, who's doing this? She was like, I have no idea. I was like, huh.
Is this one of the cases where the landowner gave permission to multiple people and forgot they gave permission to...
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's family, though.
So
Danielle blew my cover.
I did.
So you were actually hunting relatives' property, and
right.
Danielle was like, you know, Russia invading the Ukraine there. That's what was going on in the deer woods. And I cannot emphasize and tell you how coveted and what a religion deer hunting is in the state of Wisconsin. It is like getting permission for goose or ducks or turkeys is one thing, but deer land is absolutely sacred. So what did you think when all of a sudden you started seeing Danielle
like
showing
away
up
real quick
near your stand?
I got a weird text message couple weeks ago from a girl who named Danielle. She sent me a message.
Hello.
And hi, I'd like to work together with you on hunting. I'm like, hunting where?
Hunting what? Hunting
on your aunt's property. And I get a cell camp
picture. Okay, it wasn't all like that right away. I got my bubbly personality in there, but I'm shaking as I'm texting everything. So I'm like,
because you're so nervous. He's going to be like, get the hell out of here.
Yes, I thought he was going to like butt heads and be horrible. I was terrified.
But Danielle, honestly, I think everybody who meets you likes you. Come on.
Well, this is through text message. He has no idea how
awesome
I am.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why I hate text messaging. I hate it. There's no emotion in text messaging.
No, so I
there's
call
no,
him.
You have no idea what people mean when they text. Hey, great to see you today. Well, are they saying it wasn't great to see me? Do they mean it was great to see me? Or are they making fun of me? I can't stand text messaging.
Okay, so continue.
Well, and, you know, to backtrack, my aunt is notorious for letting people on and forgetting who she let on and so forth. So, you know, it's me and another guy that hunted. The other people we never see. So it wasn't a big deal, but I thought the trail cam picture of me and my 3.5-year-old was pretty priceless. And of course, she's right in the area where I'm like, that's where I kind of want to sit for the rut. That's kind of like the area I don't go into till end of October
and she's
early November.
Okay,
she's probably got Bandit with her.
But, this is what saved her.
Oh.
What saved her, I shouldn't say save her, but made me more open was the fact that I luckily had gotten my buck.
You shot a buck already?
October 15th.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice
Holy
buck.
Cow. Was it rutting or was it?
No, it was a
pre-rut. Just kind of sauntering 15, around.
No, tell
me the story. I love hearing deer hunting.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story.
I don't get much of a chance. I don't get much of a chance to sit out for long hours, you know, deer hunting, even during the rut, because I hunt in the morning, then I go to work, and then if I can scout,
that's his buck.
Wow, just think, Danielle, you could have had that if you actually.
No, that was actually a different property.
Yeah,
though.
He has a different property.
Okay. That was at my parents'.
Property. Now it's starting to make sense. You don't have just one property, and that's why you're not all that upset about it.
Right. Plus,
Danielle,
got the podcast.
I think you should start camping there, right near your stand.
Well, she does have a mini horse named Brownie that I keep buying stuff for because. It's mini horse.
What do you mean a mini? A Shetland pony?
Oh, my land. Yes.
Brownie needs some care. Yeah.
Why does everybody
Brownie
know what
loves
they're called?
Yeah.
Because that's what miniature horses are called.
What? A Shetland pony.
Shetland or Shetland? I don't know if there's a D on it.
I don't
Package,
know.
Can you help us out on that?
Not
you don't know either. No.
She's real grumpy.
I just like mini horse better. It's just a little mini
Who's
horse.
Grumpy?
He's so
Danielle?
No, the pony.
Grumpy
I don't get near 10 feet of it. It's... scares me.
Oh, Brownie?
Yeah, she's got like this weird grunt, and
He's all. I have an awesome story about Sunday when I was out.
So it's a brownie Sunday story? See what I did right there?
That sounds delicious. Okay.
Robin Kennedy, of our five loyal listeners, loves my pun jokes. She does.
Everybody does.
Yes.
I think.
What's up?
That's what she always says when I call her when she doesn't want to talk to me. What's up?
So I'm out Sunday hunting, and it's glorious. It's perfect. And I sit in my stand, and I start hearing rattles, right? I hear rattles, and it's clinging. I'm like, oh, sweet, sweet. And I hear it from behind me, but they're downwind. I'm like, okay, awesome. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get it. Well, they go on for about an hour of rattling nonstop. I'm like, all right, you know what? Why not? I'm going to make this an awesome, epic hunt, and I'm going to get down and stalk it and then shoot it because I know the big open area that they're in. I know I'm going to get it. So I get down. Every time they rattle, I take another step. They rattle, I take another step. It takes me about a half hour, 45 minutes to get up this hill to this big open area. I'm like, they're going to be right there. And then they're going at it so hard. I'm like, yes, let's go.
You're actually hearing other bucks ramming into each other.
Yes.
Fighting.
It is the greatest sound ever. And it gets
it's pretty
loud.
Exciting, except when they're grunting like within 20 yards.
And these weren't like other hunters?
And then I did hear
rattling their horns?
No, I did hear a couple grunts here and there and like rustling through the leaves. I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is totally it.
Okay.
So I get closer to the top of the hill, and the hill flattens out and I hear them one more time.
Why are you walking and not in your stand at this?
You did not listen to the first part of my story. Yeah, I get down like I was stalking.
Yes, okay.
And then I get to the top of the hill and I hear them. I was thinking in my head, it's going to be a great muley hunt. Like I'm practicing for Wyoming or something.
If you can get close to a muley with a bow, good luck.
Okay, but then it turned out just to be Brownie and his pen sticking his head through the gates and rattling the gates trying to get grass. I stood up and I had two doe blow at me and they went past the trail camera. Two doe did. I'm like,
never get down.
If you mistake Brownie for a big buck, you would not have permission on that property anymore.
No, I recorded it. And once we get, we have time, I can play my recording. It sounds like bucks.
You literally recorded Brownie rattling at the cage?
I did.
She was hungry, huh?
Well, let's turn this baby up.
All right. Well, if you got it, we'll listen to it. We got a minute or two before the break. Was that it?
Shut up. You're so mean.
I'm the so not mean.
Okay, that didn't sound... It sounds like it.
It sounded a little bit to me like the ghost of Marley, but from...
Who is Marley?
The ghost of Marley from A Christmas Carol.
Oh, gosh.
Even I know that one. I'm thinking Marley and me.
I mean,
that's true. I'm not a theater
ghost,
person.
You know A Christmas Carol? Scrooge?
Yeah, and a Scrooge.
He first gets visited by the ghost of Marley who comes in rattling his chains.
Oh, that's Marley?
Yeah.
Oh, I just remember the tooth
fairy. That's Scrooge's old business partner.
The crazy lady. The fairy, what's her name? What is her name?
I think you're talking about the movie Scrooge, had Bill Murray in it. I think that's what you're not actually talking about A Christmas Carol. Okay.
Okay, I have no idea.
Kekich, can you save us before the break?
I got nothing. I'm just listening.
Can you save us before the break? Hey, how exciting is it that the Fall Life has teamed up with Travel Wisconsin? And
I think it's unprecedented, and I think it's great for Wisconsin.
I think it's fantastic. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Here's a little wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to bring you into the break. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco with Joel Clapish and Danielle Fairman.
Put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have groped deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
So talented. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. You're listening to the show on 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw, and everywhere you get your civic media radio station throughout the state of Wisconsin.
From give us a call.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation.
Ooh.
It's about time.
Mark Kakich. You've been a member of the Federation for about, what, 54 years now?
Just a little shy.
How old are you? How old are you anyway,
I'm not
actually?
54.
How old are you? Are you 52?
I'm 53.
Oh, my, you are older than me.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
I got a little Just for Men, a little of the dye at home, if you want to borrow some of mine.
No, in now.
It is totally in.
You need a little salt and pepper.
Right. I have some salt and pepper.
Yeah, you need more salt.
You need more salt in my pepper?
It's about respect. First, you have to get a better
beard. Your beard is a little full of
the sense right there, right? Yeah. Sorry, Becky.
We have kind of an here's the crazy thing. My hair is still black. There's no gray in the hair on my head.
I know how much gray is there, though.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty there.
Sure there is.
Yeah, I got good hair.
You have
still.
Good, decent hair.
I have decent hair still. I mean, I work on it, Rogaine, morning and night. And then an infrared light helmet for 20 minutes every other day. And then I use I've been working on it for 15 years. I want to have my hair.
Huh.
And I still have a respectable
travel
amount.
Wisconsin. We're back.
Hey, this is unprecedented. This is absolutely huge for the listeners out there to understand what it takes. If you know folks in the outdoors, you know how disagreeable they can all be with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can all have our opinions and we can dig our heels in and stomp and pound our fists on what should be right and what we want and what's wrong. This is an unprecedented area where different philosophies, different organizations have gotten together and made something fantastic happen across the aisles, across Democrat-Republican lines, across liberal-conservative lines. We're seeing a change in the way people are looking at food. Organic eating is really taking front and center.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy eating is, and people realize that harvesting your food is a very healthy way, organic way to eat. The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, former Chief DNR Warden Todd Schaller, Chad Belding, national host of the Fowl Life, Joel Clayfish, Midwest host of the Fowl Life, got together with the Department of Tourism Wisconsin, which is, Governor Evers, a Democrat, governor's administration, Craig Trost, and talked about a cooperation between the largest waterfowl show in the world mm-hmm. and the Department of Tourism Travel Wisconsin and struck a deal.
Oh.
And now the Fowl Life is coming to Wisconsin and we are going to be working with Travel Wisconsin as the official show of Travel Wisconsin, promoting the state of Wisconsin. And I can't tell you how excited I am about what we're doing. Kakich, have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime of this kind of cooperation across the aisles?
No, and not only the cooperation, but conservation and the outdoors in this state blends every color, right?
So I agree.
I think this is a great opportunity not only to showcase the state, but all the beauty that the state brings, because not every state in the union has a 12-month opportunity to enjoy some of the best outdoor recreation and just simple hiking environments that are out there to enjoy.
Yeah, and what's so exciting to me is that on this trip, we are literally it's not just a hunting trip. We are featuring one of my favorite things in the whole world, and that's the Munster cheese curds from Kramer's Creamery, Kramer's Dairy in Watertown, Wisconsin. Oh, if you've never tried these things,
I have never tried those.
Oh my gosh.
I love Munster.
They're made from by a cheese factory in Monticello, Wisconsin, and they are sold by Kramer Cheese Factory in Watertown. Something it's been here my whole life. Grew up eating Kramer's cheese curds. Got to know them real well when I was a state representative. They're just a fantastic family. 3-4 generations of cheesemakers in Wisconsin. And so that is what we're going to be doing when the show is here. And I think with showcasing Wisconsin, even on a hunting show, is so much more than just about hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think a lot of people think, oh, if you're a hunter, you're forgetting about the other things to do in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has so many things to do that hunting is just a base thing. So we're going to be talking with the Kramer cheese curds. We're going to show people how cheese curds are made. We get to interview Bill Davidson, one of the last remaining living family members of the Harley Davidson legacy.
Oh, wow.
And Harley Davidson is, that is something that's known around the world as mm-hmm. a staple of Wisconsin. I just think that this is something so exciting. I mean, what do you think of when you think of Wisconsin?
Well, I think, one, you think of the athletics. I think of the natural beauty that we have with two great lakes, the Mississippi River, Horicon Marsh, and all of the other opportunities for folks of all ages, sex, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a man, woman, kid, old, young, there's something for you to do in Wisconsin that involves the environment.
Right? Oh, yeah. The state parks is exactly what I think of Wisconsin. And when people from other states, I'm like, oh, what do you want to do when you come here? My friend lives in the Virgin Islands. She's like, I just want to go see trees. I want to go to the park. I'm like, all right, we got that. We have trees. We have parks. And she just wants to do everything outdoors here because there's plenty of apps like that, the Travel Wisconsin app.
Well, and, the other thing, I know Clayfish is going to hit on this with his crew, but the vast majority of them do not cost a penny.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go and enjoy it, right?
Well, okay. I'm going to take a half a step back here and say they do cost money, but we prioritize in the state of Wisconsin highlighting and showcasing the wonderful conservation in the outdoors because taxpayers pay for this. We all pay for it. So use it because it's money that we're paying in our taxes and our revenues to support, parks and public access. And we've got some of the largest amounts and tracts of public land of any state in the country.
Over 15,000
lakes. So use it. I think we're second only to Alaska in per capita land per person in public that's available publicly in Wisconsin.
Really?
Hawaii's got a bunch too, but we have a ton of public land here. And if you're not using those things, you're losing out.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you like to do because I've never met anybody who doesn't like looking at a beautiful sunset.
Oh, and you can still bring your darn phone out into the woods and take pictures and relive these memories too. So I know we always talk about how you need to get off your phone. You need to stay off your phone, get off social media, right? But then you can relive these moments because the best sunrises you have to be out there for.
You cannot see it. I mean, look. There's nothing, unless you live in a glass house, there is nothing you can see from your couch that is going to rival what you get to see in Wisconsin's great outdoors. I don't care if you want to hike. I don't care if you want to sit by a campfire.
What do you
want to
go
in a sideways banana, a kayak, a canoe, a boat, a trail, hunt, fish, watch the sky, and just like Tommy Shaw says, and too much time on your hands, if you've got the time on your hands, spend it in Wisconsin Outdoors. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. CBS News brief. Suspicious letters are sent to election offices in several states. Officials say some included traces of fentanyl. The FBI and U.S. Postal Service investigators are on the case. Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs.
To the people trying to, you're not disrupting the election, right? You're causing a slight delay. This will be certified. They will be counted. Democracy will prevail. And this domestic terrorism is not going to slow that down.
Israel agrees to daily pauses in the fighting in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee the war zone. U.S. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel stresses.
It's also critical that humanitarian supplies and assistance are expanded in the areas where people are moving.
U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, says he will not seek re-election.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia.
It could cost Democrats control of the Senate in the 2024 election. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 30. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 41. Tomorrow night, lows around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop, they're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up.
Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee.
Call 262-696-6620. Or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my
gosh,
home.
Man, I'm just telling you, Dennis DeYoung, Tommy Shaw. Oh, I've seen sticks with both of those guys as the lead singer, and it's fantastic. You know, they play Watertown, like Dennis DeYoung plays Watertown at Riverfest. Like, he's played it like two or three times. It's awesome. You're listening to Raised in Wisco, the show all about the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin, and I believe, and sticks. And I believe that this show is also a cooking show.
Why haven't you cooked me anything? Where's the cooking?
I cooked last week.
Oh, you've made that delicious cake.
To be fair, that's kosher baking. Cake. Yeah. I'm waiting for cooking as well.
She's right. You know what? I'm really mad at myself because I actually made Anya a goose pot pie to bring her for the continuation of her birthday month.
Oh.
And I forgot it at home.
Well, she had venison 2 weeks ago.
It's in the freezer.
So.
All you have to do is heat it up.
Sounds good.
I did. The good news is it is in the freezer, so I'll bring it next week.
It was excellent.
Oh, yeah. Well, we made...
Oh, no, it was.
Made a whole bunch of them at home, and Kakich, we were doing the podcast last night, and Kakich was out, and we did have a chance to have the goose pot pie, and everybody who had it loved it, and
everybody always loves your pot pies.
That is about as good as wild game gets. In a pot pie.
We need you to write this down because I have
so
a video.
Easy.
You keep saying this, but I'm not. I need to see what I'm doing.
Can I tell you the key of making wild game? I'm just going to tell you the key, and I'll write it down for you. That's fine, Daniel. I mean, I've typed it out.
I feel like this is meant trying
I've
to tell me directions.
I've had to write it down and send it to Kakich like six times because he doesn't know how to scroll back on his texts, obviously. So I've sent it to him a bunch of times, and he makes it at home. And how does it turn out when you make it at home?
First of all, I don't make it at home, and it always turns out great.
Well, maybe...
Why can't you make
it? Maybe you should give your lovely wife a break and make it for her.
Yeah.
Because she likes to cook.
She probably likes watching you cook, too.
I like the fact that she likes to cook.
Well, she probably likes it when you do it, too. I'm standing up for your
wife. Don't get all misogynistic in here about the kitchen and stuff, because I love to cook, and I'm the cook at my
house. First of all, I want to thank your wife for cooking the pot pie last night.
Well, I'm sure she'd be very grateful if she listened to the show.
Oh, you
she's
don't need
not,
a wink at me.
I don't think she's one
Why
of our five listeners.
Why are you winking at me?
Hey.
The key to cooking wild game, I'm just going to tell you this.
The roux.
No, not the roux. That's a part of it, too. But the key is when you eat wild game, a lot of people miss the fact that wild game is such a lean meat. There's not fat marbling through it. Everybody knows that fat gives meat flavor. The fat that is running through the meat. That's why ribeyes are so popular. They have so much fat running through the meat. Marbling, right? Wild game has no marbling. So you've got to introduce a fat to it in some way. So when you cook the wild game, any wild game which is very lean in your crock pot or in your instant pot, you fill it with water. I tell everybody, add a cup of a high temperature cooking oil to it, a cup of it, and you say, wow, that's weird, a cup of it. Add a cup, then add some lemon juice. That's going to take away the gamey taste from the enzymes of the meat. And here's the key. When it's cooked in the instant pot or in the crock pot till it falls apart, take the meat out, shred the snot out of it, shred the heck out of it, put it back into the stock. The stock is the liquid, the broth that is formed from the meat cooking in it. With the oil in there, with the lemon juice, garlic, and whatever flavors you like, stir the heck out of it. You will see that stock or that, some people call it stock, some people call it broth, that will absorb back into the meat, giving it that slippery texture like a pulled pork, because pork has got marbling in it, right? So that fat that's in there and the flavor of your stock will absorb back into the meat. That's the biggest key to cooking wild game if you're going to do it on a crock pot or in an instant pot. Ethan, do you have something to say?
For heaven's sakes, this is a cooking show.
You're
missing one key aspect to all that.
I miss. Oh,
I'm excited.
And maybe you know about this.
What is
you ever
it?
Added, ever marinated like venison, goose, duck, any pheasant, especially venison, Cabernet red wine before you cook it?
Oh, I've done marinades, any type of wine. See, what you're doing, a wine is an acid, just like lemon juice or lime juice. So that is, I tell you, a lot of people don't like diver ducks to eat. They think they taste fishy or kind of, they've got a real strong taste to them. That's no, but if you add a Cabernet or a Merlot to those, the strength of what Ethan's saying, the strength of that Cabernet or Merlot really is going to combat that oily, fishy taste in diver ducks. So I think that's a fantastic, that's great with any recipe, no doubt. I like to use lemon or lime juice instead, because I think when you use lemon or lime juice, it won't interfere with some of the other flavors you're adding to it. But if you want Italian, you add oregano. If you want a Mexican dish, you add cumin to it. And that's something that's absolutely fantastic.
Or you can just take the big bad bourbon barrel cab and go sit down and not make anything and just drink wine.
What? Anastasia, you need to put your mic on when you're laughing.
No.
You were laughing. Anastasia got a kick out of that. And that's funny. I didn't laugh because that didn't surprise me at all that you said that.
It wasn't that it surprised me. I was focusing on other things and I wasn't ready for the recipe to end with, it's just a bottle of wine. I had been taking notes on the earlier cooking instructions. I wasn't expecting uncork and serve cold.
Yeah, right. I mean, the biggest key.
Well, it's ready. Don't serve
it
cold.
All you need in this recipe, oil, a cup of oil, lemon juice, lime juice, wine, anything that's an acid. Literally, that's it. And water. That's it. And you will have an amazing meal because you can dictate where that flavor goes after that. Now, if you use a wine, it's a little harder to move that flavor into Mexican or move that flavor into Italian. And you can even move that flavor into Middle Eastern by adding curry, which is phenomenal.
You can
move that flavor anywhere you want if you just start with the two basics, oil and lemon or lime juice. I actually prefer lime juice. Becky prefers lemon. But you can have, I had this past week, we had goose lasagna. Now we just add. So what everybody's got their favorite seasoning salt. Mine is Drop Tine by the provider. The provider Drop Tine, I think, is just a great seasonal. But your Lowry's, your seasonal. Lowry. Any basic seasonal. You can even go with just salt and pepper. Of course, I'm Italian, so I put a ton of garlic in everything I cook.
I have smokehouse maple.
Well, that sounds great, and you're not going to go wrong. But the biggest problem people have with the wild game is they have two things. It turns out dry, they say, because that lean meat, you're never going to think of what a goose does. A goose travels from Canada to maybe from the upper reaches of Canada to maybe mid-Illinois. They're flying thousands of miles, so the muscle mass that they produce, which is what we're eating, is so lean that there's literally no slippery fat in there. So you have to introduce it. If you do not, it can be bathed in that stock for hours on end, and when you cut it open, it will literally be dry in the middle. And the way to solve that is to introduce a fat or an oil to it. I used to put a stick of butter in instead of a cup of oil. Now I use healthier oils like an extra virgin olive oil. Be careful with the regular olive oils. They'll add a little bit too much of an olivey taste. But then you can take in, it's literally take that and direct it where you want with whatever flavors you like and you enjoy after those two simple ingredients, lemon lime juice or wine, something with an acid, and oil. Because you change the gamey taste is in the enzymes of the meat. So they're in the pH of the meat. And what destroys a pH? An acid. So once there's three ways to take gaminess taste out of meat. And I apologize if I'm taking a little long on this, but I think people are interested in cooking.
They are.
There's three ways. There's to physically destroy it, and that is grinding. You ever notice if you grind goose, grind venison into burger, it tastes just like burger you bought from the store. So physical grinding, heat over time. So that's your crock pot, your instant pot, heat over time, and then an acid. So if you employ all three of those methods, there's not anybody who eats it who's going to be even be able to tell that it's wild game. I promise you that. I've had people eat my wild shredded goose in Italian goose sandwiches. You know, I make Italian sandwiches like they do right in Chicago. And people say, that's the best shredded beef I ever have. And I say, well, great, because it's sky carp.
What? Okay, what's an Italian?
So you need beef sandwich. Italian beef sandwich is a hard roll, an Italian hard roll on the outside, okay? Sliced, and then you take the recipe that I described, but you're using a recipe that's a little heavier in oregano, salt, and pepper, and garlic. So that's infused into the meat. You slap the meat on there, and then on top of that, you put saute red and yellow and orange peppers. Ooh. That's what I do, bell peppers. I don't use the green. They've got a little stronger flavor.
Yep.
But the sweeter peppers, the red, the yellow, and the orange peppers, saute them in olive oil, garlic with a dash of salt. Those go on there. And then, if I'm lucky, I got some of Grandma's. That's my mom's original homemade pasta sauce to drizzle on top of it.
Ooh. That sounds so delicious.
No, my mom's actually here. She comes almost every Thursday. She's not going to come in, Kakich. You can wave her in all day. She will not come on the radio. I would love it if she would. How old are you now, Mom? Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
78. My mom's 78. And while I do think she's going to live forever, one of my biggest goals is to make sure that I can make a sauce that's even close to hers, because that is the bomb. And she perfected my grandma's sauce. My grandma was first generation American.
I've never had the sauce
from
before.
Italy. Well, I'll bring that in too. I'll bring that in too when I remember Anastasia's pot pie next week. I'll try to bring in some sauce for my mom. But that's a hint. If you could make some pasta sauce for me, Mom, I would appreciate it.
She could make it right.
I mean, she could. I don't think she. No, it goes for like 12 hours before it's done.
No meatloaf?
It takes two days.
Oh, she makes awesome meatloaf, too. Yes.
I'm kind of a meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
You're kind of a meatloaf guy?
Yeah. Just,
like with Italian sauce on it?
Well, no, but like in general,
I like meatloaf in general. I mean, wild goose meatloaf.
That actually sounds good with
the meatloaf. I like tough shepherd's pie. I'm a sucker for shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Did you know the original shepherd's pie was made with kidneys?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No, it's actually very good.
I've never had kidney, but I'm assuming it's disgusting.
Yeah, see? Don't be so close-minded, Daniel. My goodness.
I don't know if I can transfer it from the oil to all that technical stuff you're talking
about. Well, I don't know if it you can. So, you have to be careful when you're eating organ meat from certain animals. Like you're really not supposed to eat, like, I've eaten deer liver before. I like liver and
I want to try the heart.
Oh, deer heart's fantastic.
Everyone keeps saying that, but I have not tried it.
Kakich, have you ever had deer heart before?
Oh, he is shaking his head. No, he has no.
You don't? Okay, this is
not
a visual medium.
Forget it.
We're on the radio. You have to actually vocalize it.
Not going to happen.
Why?
Really?
What's wrong with heart?
Have you ever tried liver?
Yeah,
do
I don't like
have
it.
A heart?
Don't
like
liver. I don't like liver.
I like liver, but no, I'm just going to, as
don't.
A warning,
ask Jen.
Because we are a cooking show that talks about the outdoors sometimes versus an outdoor show that talks about cooking. I just want to warn you, you are going to eat organ meat of some harvested animals, make sure you research it first.
Yes.
Black bear is one of the most delicious meats I've ever tasted, but their liver is so high in, I don't remember what it is, vitamin E or something, that it really shouldn't be eaten. It's hard for your body to metabolize it. So just make sure if you are going to eat organ meat of what you harvest that you do kind of check it out ahead of time. What kind of, I mean, what do you like to eat?
I personally like sandhill crane.
Well, sandhill crane's delicious.
Yeah, I love
it. I've never had sandhill crane before.
Sandhill crane. I hunted sandhill crane in Texas, and they call it the ribeye of the sky, but I think it's actually more like the tenderloin of the sky, to be honest
with you. It's
excellent. It is absolutely like the most fine Wagyu tenderloin beef.
Is it okay? Is it comparable to speck?
Oh, speck's the best. It's comparable to speck, I think. I think speck's even better, to be honest. I mean, speckled belly goose. Now, a key. So we talked real quick, and we're going to go to the break, and then we're going to move on to another topic when we come back. But when you eat goose or wild game the way we talked about preparing it, you're going through all those things. If you're going to eat it without crock potting it and you're just going to eat it, you know, grilled or sauteed, the biggest key then is to not overcook it. As long as you got that lean, mean muscle mass in